I'll rise.
Boy, I'm not prepared.
I thought Aaron Judge was playing today and wasn't in studio.
No, here he is. It's me, Aaron Rick Nodgers Judge. That's me. Time for the Crunch Exchange, everybody. It's how we wrap up the crunch time on a Wednesday. Oh boy, I'm all over the place here. Let's just get to it. Why not? I bring up a prospectus from the world of sports. Steve tells us if he's buying or selling. Sometimes pending. The drive for five is a fun little phrase. It doesn't mean much without context, but you put it on a shirt or a poster and fan bases are going to go crazy. With Bama, that drive for five is for five consecutive trips to the college football playoff. Every year since the playoff has started, Nick Saban and his Crimson Tide have been in the playoff, and not only that, they've been in the championship game every single year. This is unfair and something that surely we will marvel at in 5 to 6 years when we realize how good Saban has been at recruiting as well as coaching with Bama. They're the worst. That said, 2019 brings even higher expectations for Alabama, making a fifth straight championship game not enough. After the showing or lack thereof in last year's championship, winning the Natty by anything less than 85 won't be acceptable. Two is the best quarterback Saban's ever worked with, but we'll have to deal with booger eater Steve Sarkisian, Jerry Jeudy, one of the best wide receivers in the country, and the defense is going to be good enough to make people ask if they can beat the Dolphins in October. However, starting linebacker Dylan Moses tore his ACL and is out for the season, but Bama catches a break, playing only four true road games as we talked about last segment. They're good, no doubt, and Saban is mad. He wants them to be better than perfect, and I can hope this means that they'll fall flat on their face for the first time since 2007, which was the last time they won less than 10 games. The prospectus, Alabama makes the college football playoff championship game for the fifth
championship
straight
game.
Time. The championship game.
Well, they haven't been in the championship game every time. Because Oregon and...
Oh, that's true. They lost to Ohio State.
Right. By the way, when you said drive for five, I thought of one thing as an old Islander fan. They had won four in a row, and then this was the Sports Illustrated cover.
I can't see.
It says Mike Bossy powers the Islander drive for five.
Yeah, and it got you hyped, right?
And by the way, I remembered it 35 years ago like it just happened.
Fourth straight... Than college football.
So it would still be 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So I think you were right in the drive for five. You were wrong in saying they never made the playoffs and not qualify for the championship game.
Yeah, I messed up my research somewhere along the way. Are they going to do five of something, Steve? Yes or no?
I don't trust anybody. Oklahoma's defense, this conference, anybody outside the ACC but Clemson, everybody's a little too overhyped on Georgia. The Big Ten, nah. Yeah, those pains in the ass with that offense will probably end up in it. I'll buy it. Annoyingly so.
One of the internet's favorite games to play is Texas back? The start of the century, Texas won 10-plus straight games 9 years in a row from 01 through 09. They won a national championship, played in the best college football game ever against USC, and then they ran into Bama at the Rose Bowl, and everything went wrong. Nick Saban seems to steal all of the talent from teams that he beats, as Texas went from 2010 through 2017 without a 10-win season. They middled around from 5 to 7 wins, a random 9 in here every once in a while, but for a couple of years, they didn't even end up ranked, and very quickly saw Oklahoma take off as a dominant power, not only in the Big 12, but especially in college football. And that's where Sam Ellinger comes in. He threw for 25 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, 3,200 yards, rushed for 480 and 16 touchdowns. He's the hometown hero from Austin, and he's only a sophomore looking to help head coach Tom Herman take Texas back. I don't know where to, but they're going back. The prospectus, Texas wins 10-plus games in back-to-back seasons for the first time in almost a decade.
So it will be the first time since 08 and 09, I believe,
when
they played for the Natty and McCoy got hurt and Saban got his first one. So 10 games. So they're not losing to La Tech. They're not losing to Rice. They're not losing to Kansas. They're not losing
Miles.
I don't think they're losing to Baylor. What's their other non-con? West Virginia. My math is also. Oh, and they're playing LSU in the non-conference week two. So, I tell you what, I need to see the LSU game to see how Ellinger holds up against that caliber of a defense before I could commit to what they're going to do against Iowa State, TCU, and Oklahoma. I'm going pending.
Ted, my boy, it's gonna be legend. Wait for it.
We thought we killed them off, but here they are all crawling back to life like some sort of evil zombie. The 9 a.m. kickoff. Larry Scott dropped this bomb at Pac-12 Media Day that he would possibly want to test it out this year. And while it's not going to happen in 2019, it's looking like it might by 2020. Pac-12 has some juicy non-conference games, including Washington, Michigan 1 week, and then Oregon, Ohio State the next. That checks off a lot of boxes that Scott would want to have for a marquee 9 a.m. game. A division and conference contender for the Pac-12. Opponents that are conference and playoff contenders. Fan bases that will show up to the game and watch on TV, and most importantly, there's a Big Ten school that is used to having 9 a.m. or noon their time kickoffs. How lucky Larry must be feeling falling face first into all of this. On top of that, schools seem to be more on board than the fans. According to Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports, approximately half of the Pac-12 schools are interested in playing in these 9 a.m. kickoffs. Now, for two of the 5-6 teams, that would be Colorado and Utah, they're in the Mountain Time Zone, who would only have a 10 a.m. kickoff, and this might be actually one of the first times I've ever been jealous of being in the Mountain Time Zone. I'm still highly skeptical as to how this is all is going to work for fans who have to travel, tailgate parties, students showing up, plenty of other issues the players have to go through, but no one listens to me anyways. The prospectus, though, there will be a 9 a.m. kickoff game hosted by a Pac-12 school at home next year.
Next year. I got a horrible feeling because when it first happened, I was okay with it. Then the more it becomes a reality, the more disgusting I think it sounds. So my final season in the world of sports, I am going to buy that.
That 9 a.m. kickoff time is going to get announced and you're going to immediately apply to retire the day before that game.
Yeah, I'm
out. Just so you get to sleep in.
I'm out of the contest.